Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Indonesian police say a suspected terrorist was killed and at least two others arrested Friday. Police said they conducted raids at multiple locations in the wake of the downtown Jakarta fatal attack the previous day. Some of those who were targeted in the raids were linked to the Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility for Thursday's violence. VOA correspondent Steve Herman is in Jakarta, and he describes a vigil held there Friday.
There was one back at the site of the attack. They united under a banner. This was an ad hoc group that was quickly formed. And their banner read, "We are not afraid." They were also quite a bit defiant with some yelling, "Kill the terrorists," and that sort of thing. But for others there, it was a time for prayers. They left roses right in front of the Starbucks where there had been some casualties.
Indonesia's national police chief revealed on Friday that one of the perpetrators who died Thursday had previously been arrested for possessing ammunition during a visit to the country by U.S. President Barack Obama. Witnesses in Somalia's Gedo region say al-Shabaab militants attacked an African Union military base Friday near the town of El Ade, some 60 kilometers south of the regional capital. What was believed to have been a suicide bombing was followed by a firefight with Kenyan troops stationed at the base. Witnesses told VOA the attackers rammed at least four cars filled with explosives into the main gate of the southern Somali base. The blasts were followed by heavy gunfire. This is VOA News.